Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 today, verses 1 through 4. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 4. Paul says, "Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures." Now we're going to stop right there and going to get our challenge from these verses today. We'll pick up some more on Monday. Paul now moves to the reminding of them of the gospel. He's been dealing with all the chaos that's erupted in the church there in Corinth, with everybody wanting to exercise their gifts out of control and saying it that they were more interested in their own glory and their own attention because of the gifts they've been given. And I'm sure it was a pretty exciting thing to all of a sudden, you know, these people that hadn't been really well respected or looked at as any importance by the world, now all of a sudden they've gotten these spiritual gifts and they've got wisdom and they've got insight and they know the Spirit of God's gifted them with these things, but they all of a sudden got excited about how it made them look and feel. And there's a tendency in the ministry for people to really get more excited about the attention they're going to get because of their gifts than giving glory to God. And as Paul was dealing with all the chaos of that, women taking roles that they weren't supposed to have, people speaking in a language that they didn't even understand and saying it was tongues and when that's not quite what the Bible says it is, and all those things, as Paul's been dealing with this, he now brings them back to the reason why we're together, and that's to encourage each other in these days between now and when Jesus comes to get us, and also to be his messengers of the gospel. He says, "I need to remind you, brothers, of the gospel that I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain." Now, there's a couple of things I want you to see, and we're going to come back to that, unless you believed in vain. But he declares to them in verses 3 and 4, "I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures." Jesus lived a sinless life. He died for our sins in our place, and he rose again, all according to the Scriptures. It's not something new that Paul comes on the scene or the believers come on the scene and say, "Oh, what that guy did is now going to cover you." The Scriptures had already said that. Back in Isaiah 53 and many other places, he was bruised and he was crucified and wounded for our transgressions. Because of our sins, he was put to death. But through faith in him, we are saved and we're healed. But then he says this, this faith, this gospel in which you stand and by which you're being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. Listen closely. You know, the Bible says that some believe, but then they leave the truth behind. If you look at the parable of the soils in Matthew 13, you see the seed fell on the hard path. And Jesus, in his explanation in Matthew 13, verses 18 and following, says it was sown, the word was sown in their hearts, but they didn't understand, and the enemy came and took it away. But then some fell on the rocky soil and the thorny soil, and it sprung up. They believed, but the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of wealth or trouble, persecution came, and they went away because they had no real root. They believed, but it wasn't saving faith. There's a big difference. And that's why Paul said, if you didn't believe in vain, if you continue. Listen to Colossians chapter 1, verses 21 through 23. Paul says it again here. "And you who were once alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he is now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. If indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister." Again, Paul understood not everybody that says they're a Christian ends up really being one. There are those who believe, and they sure fool us for a while, but over time it will become evident that they never really were saved because they walked away. For those of us who believe, let's hold fast to the gospel. And those of us who hold fast to the gospel, evidence will be coming in time that we're saved, not because of our efforts, but because of God sealing us. And that's why we continue. There's a lot more I can't wait to show you about 1 Corinthians 15, an awesome chapter. We'll deal with that on Monday. Tomorrow we'll be in Psalms. Hope to see you then.